You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
You're listening to the award-winning podcast, The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, featuring business experts, industry disruptors, game changers, and thought leaders to help you navigate a constantly changing marketplace. Want to build a successful business and become known as an influential voice in your industry? The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will show you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Welcome to another episode of the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. This is episode 249, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, when I say online sales funnel, do you go, what? Well, if you do, you are not alone. Many ambitious entrepreneurs get confused on that topic. So it's exciting that we are inviting someone who is an expert in her field to share more about that. And joining me on today's show is Shani Bennett. Shani is a highly experienced online marketing strategist who is an expert at helping service providers, local businesses, e-commerce, and network marketers get more clients, sales, and signups. This is something we all want. Now, Shani has deep expertise across the entire online marketing spectrum, from click funnels through to sales funnels, automated webinars, Facebook ads, and email marketing. Don't go away just because you heard some terms that you think, I have no idea. She's going to really chunk it down for you and bring it back out, take the geek speak out of it so that we can understand it. Now, some of the things that Shani's going to talk about on today's show is how to implement an online marketing sales funnel. She's also going to talk about how to get clear on what business you are in. If you don't know about that, no wonder your sales marketing is not working. She's also going to talk about why spreading the word and getting out of your comfort zone is so, so important. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Anne-Marie, so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it certainly is. And we were just saying before we went live that how incredible technology really is. And I think, you know, so many people, and even today, say to me, well, you know, social media, all this connecting, I really need to be doing more face-to-face stuff. We've never met face-to-face. We're living in the same country, I do believe. You're in Australia. We met just a couple of days ago, maybe it was last week, on LinkedIn, and here you are sharing your expertise on this show. It really does work when you know what you're doing, doesn't it? The connection online, a lot of the tools and technologies we now have at our fingertips.
Yeah, I think that in a nutshell, we are our networks, and just investing in wherever, you know, whichever platform you decide to look at, whether that's LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram, it's just about choosing one platform and really being on there in a major way. A lot of people sort of dabbling in all the platforms, but no matter where it is, your tribe is out there somewhere on those social media platforms. That the tribe that you're looking for are out there, and it's just a great way to tap into potential clients and potential collaborators.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very important to continue to do that, as well as what we're going to talk about today, which is online marketing sales funnel. If you would, explain to us what that is, removing the geek speak, because a lot of people, when they realize what it actually is, it's about nurturing and building relationships. Yeah. Often it's one of those things, we don't know what we don't know, and when someone takes the time to explain it in a way we can understand, we go, oh, is that what it is? So in your language, what is an online marketing sales funnel?
Okay, let me clear it up for everyone. I was speaking at an event a couple of weeks ago in Melbourne, and I had everyone coming up to me on the break saying, what should I do with my website? And what about SEO? And should I put my IT guys, you know, should I stop that project? And all these different questions that they had about the website. And I realized that as a general whole, people were confused about how a website and a funnel coexist, right? Mm-hmm. So let's think about a website for a minute. A website is when people come into your website. They navigate around your menu. They look at all your different product offerings. They see what you've got on offer, and then they might leave or they might stay. Now, if they stay, you have to ask yourself as a business owner, are they leaving me their email address? Are they leaving me a sale, or are they booking an appointment with me? So all the three major conversion events that we're looking for. So most people with a website, you know, they'll probably say to themselves, look, my website looks good, but it's really not giving me the things that I'm looking for, which is emails and relationships and sales and appointments. Mm. So when I look at that as a whole, I say the website is a leaky bucket, meaning that people are coming in and they're falling out. And that's a lost opportunity, particularly if you've paid traffic for someone to land on your website. You're just losing money. So an online funnel, an online sales funnel in particular, is meant to supplement that situation so that you can start liaising with people online. Yes. And have people come through the funnel and then say to themselves, am I in the right place at each step in the funnel? So mm-hmm. am I in the right place at the top of the funnel? Is, well, what's on offer here? You know, what exactly are you guys doing here? So when people say, I want to know more, they are literally opting in with an email address. They're saying, yes. I'm in, I'd like to know more with an email address. And quite frankly, an email address, I mean, we get about 100 leads a week in our business. That changes everything. Like getting that sort of information at our fingertips, like Monday morning, we just need to go into our database, our CRM, and say, who opted in this week? Mm-hmm. So there's 100 people that came, about 97 last week. Okay, what do they want? They want tools? Do they want programs? Do they want hacks? Do they want to work with me? Do they want it done for them? That's my only job as a business owner now, is to work out, well, what do these people want? So the sales funnel, if you think of it like a gate, it's like allowing you to open the gate and have people come through the funnel, give you their email address, maybe even a mobile phone, but it's a bit too much up front. Mm-hmm. But once you're across the gate, it's a new beginning. Okay, so the email, we now have the email, we might have sent them some value. And now we go, okay, what do I want to share with this person now? And that's usually what we call a sales page. It could have a video on there. It could have a webinar on there. Basically something that educates your market about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so once that person sees that value, we call that indoctrination, educating the market about who you are, why you're here, what you're doing, how you can help them, and where you want them to go. Now, the where you want them to go becomes the next most pivotal point. Do you want them to book an appointment with you? Great, let's link them straight through to the calendar and get that in. Mm-hmm. Do you want them to apply to work with you? Let's go through an application process and then we'll look at your application. Do you want them to buy from you? Great, let me give you a payment form and you can make your payment and we can get going. I don't know what other thing you'd want to happen, but those are the three sure. main things. And if you can set that up, the funnel is literally bringing you what we call your most desirable, valuable client or customer, and they're electing to get there mm-hmm. themselves.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
That's a sales funnel.
Yeah, incredible. And I think as you set that up, or you've got that set up and it's starting to work for you, then the people are just self-selecting. They're going through the awesome content that you've created for them and that you're guiding them through, and then they'll self-select whether they want to have a call with you, whether they're ready to make an investment, and so on. Other than, we know one of the most common mistakes is not having this system and, of course, this funnel in place, is one common mistake. Yep. What are some other common mistakes that you see where business owners may think that they've got a really good online marketing sales funnel, but actually there's a lot of gaps in it, and that's why people are not self-selecting and going through it? What are some of the most common things that you see?
Well, I spoke to a guy last night, actually, and he said, oh, yeah, I'm getting my funnel built in India. And it was like, I can guarantee you that what he's having built is going to be, in the long run, limiting for him and his business. Mm. The reason why I say that is the tools that we advocate for these days, like things like ClickFunnels and lead pages, you can build your own funnel in minutes with those tools. Now, as a business owner, you often have lots of different ideas. You have, okay, let me execute on this campaign, or let me put something together around this idea. So people think of this funnel as static, you know, oh, let me get it built. And then like, literally, let me just link it on my website. And it becomes like, I don't know what it becomes, but it becomes something that's dead living inside the website. Mm. What we want is people flowing through it. And that's the only litmus for success. Literally, are you getting people landing on the page? Is yep. the first battle. That's yep. related to traffic. Mm-hmm. If people are landing on the page but not opting in, there's something to do with your messaging. Your messaging is not clear. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is not obvious to people. If it was obvious, they would be what we call salivating to get into the funnel. They would be like, I have to get in here to see this. I do say that word salivating because they should be hungry for what's lying on the other side of the funnel, the value that you're offering on that funnel. They should want to crawl over broken glass to get in there. Now, many people have a funnel that's just not actually, people are not opting in and they get frustrated. Why won't people opt in? That is 100% a product of your messaging, your frame. And we say in our business, sales funnels business, is those who control the frame control the game. If you don't have frame control, you're literally letting your prospects slip out of your fingers and literally into your competitor's hands.
Love that. So what are some of those key measurements then? So you've got, if people are not landing on your page and signing up, so in other words, whatever you've got on there, it's not compelling enough, it's not enticing enough. So once someone is in the funnel then, what are some of the other like key measurements that you start to track? Because obviously we can't change and improve things if we're not tracking. So what are some of the key things you then track once someone's in?
100%. So the first thing we're looking for is a 20% opt-in rate. What that means is every 100 visitors to the page, you get 20 email addresses. Now that also means you have 80 people go, no, that's not for me. But when you're a busy business owner, you don't want to be speaking to people that are not in the right place. So we're never going to necessarily get 100% sign up. Some of our pages get, one of my highest performing pages right now is 58%. That means out of every 100 visitors, I get 58 leads. And it's because what's on that message is very valuable to people. Now, when people are getting an opt-in of 2% or 8%, there's something wrong with that messaging. 10 to 20% means we're getting close and there's probably a few tweaks, shifts, quantum shifts that we can make to get that up to 20%. So the first thing is, do you have an opt-in of 20%? Yes, you're on track. No, there's something to be worked on with your messaging as well as your target audience, who's coming to the page. The second thing we're looking for is about a 60% adoption rate of whatever you have on that sales page, meaning 60 out of 100 will go, oh my God, and they'll devour what's on that page. 40 out of 100 will literally go, hey, it's not for me. So this is like qualifying everyone out. This is why I love them, because it does all the work for you. You could, if you think about selling one to many, this is literally your vehicle, your access to getting to as many people as you can and literally ending up with that perfect person at the end of the funnel. So 60% adoption rate. So what we're looking for there is people watching the webinar, holding on right to the end, watching your sales videos. We use tools like Wistia to monitor hold rates. Have we got a strong hold rate during the indoctrination videos? If we don't have a strong hold rate, what does that mean? They're not interested. So then you've got to change the copy of the video, change the copy of the page. So once people exit out of the sales process, like this is like educating them about the main conversion event, then we're really looking at a 20% adoption rate from there, 20% to appointment, 20% to sale, and 20% to, what was the other one? Yeah, they're really the two, appointment, sale. I mean, look, I don't want anyone randomly calling me. So for me, it's all about appointments, applications, and sales.
Yes, yes, love that. And that's good to know, because I think often people will be measuring the wrong aspects, and they're giving it the wrong percentage, if you will. So you want to have a higher percentage right at the beginning, if you will. So like 20%, then 60%, then again the 20%. And so it's good when you start to monitor, because sometimes what we do as entrepreneurs, when we don't see the kind of results, we throw everything out. But actually the squeeze page, if you will, or the enticing copy was working well, but you just need to tweak something down the pipeline or down the funnel. And we often throw everything away by not clearly monitoring that. Do you find then that as you consistently do that, the results then continue to build on a, what's the word I'm looking for, on a solid, I guess, growth rate? Because so often we expect this, but that realistically it's not like that. It kind of grows a little bit like that. Do you find that once you start to really keenly monitor the results that are coming through the online funnel?
I'll share with you something that's really valuable, okay? There's a primary acquisition funnel system, okay? But there's a hidden second funnel system, and that is the most important funnel system out of the whole thing. Many people are going with this main game, whatever your business is, we call that your main game. They're all the way out here at the front with their main game. Do you want this? Do you want that? Do you want that? It's just a little bit too much, too early, if you will. Think of it like dating, you know, it's just asking for far too much right up front. What we want to do is we want to put something on the front end that allows a relationship to be built. In my case, I have, you know, 2 or 3, 4 front end acquisition funnels that are literally bringing me people from all of the platforms. I have one for Facebook, I have one for LinkedIn, I have one for YouTube, and I have one on my website. So that I know where those people are coming from. We track where they're coming from. They're coming into the acquisition funnels, and we actually acquire those customers profitably. It's called a self-liquidating offer. It's a funnel where the actual revenue generated in the funnel offsets the cost of acquiring the client, right? Which means that we basically break even on acquiring clients or customers, meaning we acquire clients or customers for free. Yes. That's our front funnel system. Now, once someone passes through my front funnel system, think about those 100 people, those 96 people I shared with you before. They've come through the front. They've come through the gate. They're getting a little excited about what they're going to find. And they're like, what else do you got? And they literally look over and they're like, what else have you got? And this is where the secondary funnel system is waiting for that person. It's like your core reason for being. So I always say to people, stop leading with that and start following with that. Yes. And everything will change. You make your millions in the middle there. And then on the back end, you've obviously got some sort of extension or monetization strategy. Think continuity income, passive income, some sort of monthly trials, some sort of high-end offering, retreat, whatever you're doing. It's a monetization strategy. So as a funnel system, think acquisition, extension, and monetization.
Yes.
And there's three funnel systems.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, sometimes what happens is we, as you said, you give so much up front, it overwhelms people. And that's often one of the things. It's not the fact that any of the content that you've provided is incorrect or it's not going to work. It's because people will overwhelm themselves when they start to read too much. So give them a little bit. What's their greatest pain point and reason that they go, I want this? Give them what they need and then, give them what they want and then tell them and then slowly give them what they need. Because if you give them 100%. Too much, you know, then it's going to put them off and it's like, I can't do this. I'm too overwhelmed. And an overwhelmed mind says no, does nothing. So one of the things that you say is really important as well is getting clear on what business you are in. I'd imagine that that often too confuses us. If we're not totally clear on that, it's hard for us to put anything together that really supports the outcome that they're looking for. So what are some of the things that you say to help a business get clear on what business that they're in?
Well, I learned this. Well, for many years, I didn't even know what business I was in. Sometimes you're really close to what you're doing and you can't see, you can't see it. You're really close to it. And you know, I'm an online marketing coach and online marketing strategist. In one of my ads, I was targeting coaches. And my business coach said, well, you're targeting coaches. That could be a cricket coach. I was like, oh, he's so right. It's like we make this assumption that like a coach actually means, well, I'm the coach, so this must be what I'm looking for. But what I want you to think about is, well, what business are you really in? And think about who do you really serve? And what problem are you solving? And what solution are you recommending? See, the last thing we want to do is lead with things like features or qualities about the service offering itself. If somebody doesn't know why they need your product, they're never going to buy it. So you have to be so clear on what it is that you're doing and how you're doing it and what you're doing it for. We say that the components of an irresistible offer are this. One, the outcome must be clear. Two, it must alleviate a pain point. Three, it must satiate a desire. Four, it must create a sense of belonging. Four, the value must outweigh the cost. Five, we're looking for our active seekers. I'm up to six. Six, there's a guarantee, a no risk guarantee for the person. And then eight is social proof. So if you think about all of those different things that I just mentioned, the pain and the desire and the sense of belonging, trying to create that on your front end becomes your challenge. Mm-hmm. And when people are not taking it up, that's where I say persistence and patience wins this game, because mm-hmm. many people are in such a hurry to get a result that they just assemble something that's just not valuable at the front. It's not, you know, they don't mm-hmm. want, they feel like they're giving away their gold. But I feel like if you're giving value at every stage of this sales funnel, people can't help but come into it, and they yeah. can't help but work with you. It's just it's mm-hmm. inevitable. It's yeah. it's improbable. It's likely.
Yeah.
But if you give nothing up front, I can tell you the gates are closed, the moat bridge is up, and you are literally on an island on your own.
Yeah. There is so much gold in what you've just shared, and I absolutely agree. I mean, gone are the days when I had a mentor that, and this is, you know, quite a number of decades ago, that would say, don't give away too much at the beginning because you want to keep that. And that actually is a scarcity mindset, because I could give as much as I could give anybody up front, but it's not till we actually hone in and do some real key brainstorming. That's where the magic happens. You cannot just give that away, you know what I mean? And so give so much away that people are in awe, as you say, because that consistency is just going to continue to shine who you are and the services and the brilliance you offer. And so many people aren't doing it, or they're not doing it really well. So if you just know your stuff, you know, certainly do that. And I love those particular points that you mentioned. And I recommend to everyone, go back and listen to Shani again, share that, type that out. Have that in front of you and use that as a checklist. Seriously, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Does this do this? Yes, it does. And have all of those different things, because I'm pretty sure that if we're monitoring and tracking something against that checklist all the way through, there are two or three or maybe even lots more that are not there. And that is the reason why it's not generating the results, for sure. Let's talk about getting out of our comfort zone. For many of us, that is a scary, scary thing to do, but we have to, don't we, to really take our message to the next level. What are some of the insights that you've shared to really empower people to get out there and just share their message?
I don't know. This is a hard one, because first of all, your business, it may feel like it's about you, but it's really not. I always think about this as it's all about the people that I'm looking to help and serve. You know, I'm not okay that people are left wandering the woods without help. So that's the first thing. Even if I hate doing podcasts or videos or all those sorts of things, I think about my perfect client who's waiting for me to show up. And that's why I consistently show up every day looking for those people. And I suggest everyone sort of start thinking it's not about you per se. It's really about the client you're serving. And if you care about that more than how you look or how you're showing up, then you'll just stand for those people. You'll be more interested in that conversation than how you look on video or something like that. You know, the second thing is a lot of people are out there already giving things away for free. So, you know, I think that one of the biggest shifts you make is actually moving from, you know, giving this value and then saying, and by the way, here's a process you can follow to get more robust help. Mm-hmm. So I think that the front of that is really you as a business owner. And I've got some students at the moment, and that they reached about 40 grand. They're in property. They reached about 40 grand a month with just literally an ad strategy mm-hmm. and a bit of personal branding. And now we're looking for that next quantum leap to go to 100 grand a month. And quite frankly, it's been a video strategy. We've been rolling out videos. We've been using that to get a retargeting engaged audience. And then we've been using that to show our funnels to. And that's been lowering our ad costs and having more and more people come through that funnel. Mm-hmm. So our pathway to 100 grand a month is literally videos. Now, some people won't do videos because they're like, I'm too shy or I don't like being on camera. But for some of you, the shift that you want to make is if I'm really looking for this certain result, then I'm really going to have to get beyond this block that I have about how I show up as a video or even writing articles or whatever it is that you're good at. You can do it without being on videos, but it is a very, very powerful, especially on LinkedIn, extremely powerful way for you to tap into an audience. It'd just be like you and me meeting for coffee and just having a conversation, except we're just doing it online. That's the only difference.
Yeah. There was a three-worded phrase, and I can't remember whether it was a coach, a mentor, or a colleague of mine that said this, and it really helps me in times where I get stuck and, you know, have a block about, oh, I can't do that. And these three words, write them down, people, because they're really powerful. Get over yourself. Seriously, really, you do it a couple of times and you just get more and more comfortable. And, yeah. You know, for me, when I first started my podcast, which was back in 2008, it was a co-hosted one. And my colleague was a musician, you know, Muso, from years before that. And he re-listened to the podcast. He said, oh, the sound quality is not too good. What do you reckon? I said, I don't listen back to it because I cringe when I listen to my own voice and some of the things that you say. But you've just got to just let it go, you know, over your head. Because we are just so self-critical, aren't we? And we're not doing it. I love the way that you've said, what is it the real reason why you're doing that? To help others who are struggling, because you know you've got a set of expertise and knowledge that will help them. And if you allow your self-criticism and put your bar so high in expectations, you're never going to get that message out there and you're never going to help people. So get over yourself. Works
good advice.
So, Shani, share a little bit more about how you help people, how you can support them, because a lot of times it really is uncertainty, and of course you've got the expertise to be able to support people and knowing exactly what to do. So share a little bit more about that and how people can connect.
Well, look, I've been doing this for 10 years, so this is not my first rodeo. So I've been like online, trying to master the online domain for over 10 years. I read a book called The 4-Hour Week and I was like highly interested in Tim Ferriss.
Yes.
And I just loved that book. And I used to be in the corporate world myself. So, you know, when 10 years ago, I was considering getting coaching from someone about how to do all of this. And they said, oh, it's going to be this much. And I remember at the time, Emery, going, oh my God, that's highway robbery. Mm. Like, what about my holidays? And I can't afford that. And it's this whole big story that I had. So having done that, and then I got coaching. Once I got coaching, everything exploded for me because I had someone standing for me and helping me move past all my crap, basically.
Yeah.
But I will say that having done this for 10 years, there's four distinct categories of people when it comes to online.
Yes.
And the first one is your do-it-yourself crowd, right? These are people that you may not have a lot of funds. They're just starting up. They're not sure exactly what they want to do. They're still testing the waters on a lot of things. And for those people, we help those people with one of our brands. It's called the Power of Online Funnels. .com, where we basically show people how to build their own funnels. We give people free training, free support, free resources, free templates, and we show them how to use the tools. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the Power of Online Funnels is the free way for people to the do-it-yourself market. That's perfect for those guys because we want you to be successful at the level you're at.
Mm.
So building your own funnel is something that can be done easily. And if it's not, you can easily outsource it to your team or a virtual assistant or even hire someone else. Someone on the planet will do it, I promise you. So that's at the start. That's your do-it-yourself market. And then the next one up from that is people just starting out. They've just got an idea, maybe this dream that they have. Maybe they're already making a little bit of money. I call this bracket basically the beginner's a foundational level.
Mm-hmm.
This is someone going from zero to 10 grand a month online. Okay. So we help people in our Power of Online Marketing program. And that's really where we teach people three distinct things. What is your offer? What is your messaging? What is your frame? That mm-hmm. thing we talked about before. Then we help people build their funnel, build the mechanism for selling what you're selling. And then we help people with the traffic. And I'm talking about all the traffic, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, SEO, Google, everything, messenger bots. It's all the traffic game. So those three things are taught for the beginners, for the foundation.
Yes.
And so then from there, we're looking at more of an intermediate person, somebody who's going from, they might be doing something offline already. They might already be doing 10, 20 grand a month, even 100 grand a month offline right now. And they're like, how do I get this business online? Like literally, how do I replicate everything I'm doing offline online?
Mm.
So we really work with people in our mastermind for those. It's an implementation program and it's really helping people grow an automated machine, essentially, for selling one to many and delivering one to many. Mm-hmm. And that's usually done through a webinar, an automated evergreen webinar, or an automated appointment funnel, or something like an automated sales funnel, something like that. But basically, so we've got our do-it-yourselfers. They're the people trying to get away with the resources as much as they can, do it themselves. We help people with that, with the funnels. And we help people at the beginning stage, 0 to 10 grand a month. Then we help people from 0 to 20 grand a month. And that's like really what I'd call the foundation. Mm. And then we have a very select few going from 20 grand a month to 100 grand a month. These people are people that essentially want to earn $1 million online. Mm-hmm. And there's so many shifts, Emery, and I'll tell you what, the strangest thing is it's actually easier to go from 20 to 100 than it is to go from 0 to 20. The hardest work you'll ever do is between 0 and 10 grand.
There's so much mindset stuff on that, isn't that, I think. And finding something that works, because once you've got the right recipe and the formula, you know people are really wanting it, then it's just like replicating it, isn't it? And say, right, now we just need to take that to the next level.
That's right. And it's like so many people put one thing together, that one thing fails and they're out for the count.
That used to be me. Or we get bored. It's like, if I've got to deliver that one more time.
It's like all this stuff goes on. But if you're committed, if you've made a decision in your mind that this is what I'm doing, if you want to be the person that's leading your industry, creating that blue ocean, and actually being the forefront of the online space, not many people are doing it, Emery, then literally that ocean is waiting there for you. And even at that level, 20 grand or 100 grand, the types of questions my students are asking me at that point are, as we said, like trying to get over that video blog, it's like how to be everywhere in a relevant, consistent, authentic way. Mm-hmm. And then we're curating a brand, we're curating a dream, and all of that showing up with tangible people coming in and they're buying from you. So look, the students up there are doing great as well. It's certainly not the easiest ride either, but it is easier than that 0 to 10, 10 to 20. That's the hardest work. Mm. And we love working. I always said to myself, Emerie, I would be doing myself a disservice if I said, okay, I only work with people at this level. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to remember myself 10 years ago when all I wanted someone to do was show me how to actually set up an automated email delivery thing, like a lead magnet.
Yes.
I was like, how do I do that? Someone show me. Yeah. I was on the net, YouTube, how do I do this? And no one was just showing me step by step what I had to do. So we've set our business up deliberately to help anyone at any level, no matter where they're at, for free as well as in our paid programs. And I feel very good about how we're doing that. Yeah. And my team and I just sit here for those people.
Fantastic. And people are waiting with poised pens. What's the URL?
Did you just say poised pens? People are waiting with poised pens.
Yeah, absolutely. Or poised fingers. So the best way for them to connect, what's the best domain or the URL?
I would say at this point for most people out there, start with thepowerofonlinefunnels.com because that's going to give you what we've just discussed in our interview today in this beautiful podcast that we've had. It's just going to give people the framework that we're talking about. And we also have free tools and free training in there as well for people.
Yeah,
and from that point, they can literally, decide for themselves what they need to move their business forward.
Yeah, fantastic. And, of course, we'll put all of the different connections and ways to connect with Shani online on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES249. Thanks, Shani. That was just so good, just kind of really just laying it out, giving the various aspects, the various steps, reasons why things may not be working, so that we don't throw the whole funnel out or the whole content out, but rather, look, let's just chunk it down. What areas are working? What can we improve? And what can we implement to be able to have this more automated? Because as solopreneurs and many listeners and viewers are, it can be tiring to do all of this on an ongoing basis. But if we can automate a lot of this, then we can do what we know that we do best, which is to work with our clients and help them overcome and achieve whatever outcomes they're looking for. So thanks again for coming on the show.
I just want to say thank you, Anne-Marie, for having me. I've been really looking forward to this interview and meeting you and having this discussion. And I'm so grateful to have the chance to speak with your audience. And, I hope we connect again real soon.
Oh, okay? Absolutely. Fantastic. All right. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out. Be heard. Influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including our no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.